So this is part five of the series on Haftarah Shabbat HaGadol. Part four finished accidentally because my recorder died without my noticing. After I quoted Rabag, the Rabag said the following, "Yehum Uvar, it's clear, Shamaniyah HaRishon, the prime mover who Sibat I met Bechol Devar Zulato." So what does that mean there, Sibat I met Bechol Devar Zulato? I think it has to mean that he is the true cause of everything other than himself. I can't mean that it's the cause of truth in everything. There is a temptation to say it's the cause of true existence, but you would need something for the word existence there. So I think it is clear that Rabag, there, Sibat Emet, means the true source. And therefore, I want to argue that in Meiri as well, in the section we're doing, the Meiri says, Shahava v'kiruv levavot heim Sibat Emet b'chol davar. He means that Hava and the bringing together of hearts is the true cause in everything. Okay, now what would it mean to say that Hava and Kiruv Levavot are the true cause of everything? So I think that Mary made it above clearly that our purpose has to be the achievement of Tachlit HaShleimut. So it would seem that Hava and Kiruv Levavot are the ultimate perfection, the Tachlit HaShleimut, of the human being, and since everything has as its purpose human perfection, and therefore, if this is human perfection, this is the cause of everything. So we need to add a complication here as to the meaning of the word cause. So Aristotle talks about four causes. The two that matter to us, one is the efficient cause, which is that a change in X leads to a change in Y. But the other is a final cause where X becomes something because that fulfills its purpose, its form. And when the Rabag said that the prime mover is the Sibat Emet B'chol Davar Zulato, the true cause, right, that's because there's all sorts of machlokot about this, right? There's the machlokot and Aristotle about this as well. But it seems that it means that God, right, everything aspires or is in some way attracted to God. And that way God is the cause of all changes. So I think that here too, Meiri does not mean that the instrumental meaning, that Ahava and Kiruv Halevavot, that human agreement enables human being, right, there is the cause of human beings achieving truth. Rather, the purpose of truth of human beings, right, is as of everything else, right, should be about everything else in human life, is the true purpose is to is the achievement of Ahava and Kiruv Halevavot. So that would be a radical thesis of Meiri, very un-Maimonidean. Maimonides, I think, is generally understood, I think correctly, to mean that that truth is the goal, and the perfection of human character, etc., is a way by which individual human beings can appreciate truth. Meiri seems to suggest, if I'm correct, that truth is just a way of achieving human perfection, which is Ahava v'kiruv halevavot. So now we have to demonstrate that that's really what Meiri means by Ahava v'kiruv halevavot. And we have to try and see if we can establish that's really what the phrase means, other than via Rabag, what Meiri really means to say is that Ahava and kiruv halevavot are the final cause of every other human action, proper human action, including the perception of the cognition of truth. So I think that the second line of Meiri says, Shavav v'kiruv halevavot heim sibat emet l'chol davar, v'hi binyan av l'kulam. So what does it mean to be binyan av l'kulam? He's obviously not using it in the technical midrash halacha sense. So I want to quote to you the Meiri on Tanit Chav Bet Amat Aleph, where the Meiri says the following, v'chol hatra'a stam, every time we just say that people have to blow shofar in, right, and make a trua, rotzilomar shalone emarima in, or tzonilomar shalone emarima in vein mitanim. Anytime the Mishnah or rabbinic literature says to blow shofar trua, and doesn't say but don't fast, he milakalit l'tanitu l'hatra'a, What trua means is trua and fasting, except on Shabbat, and when you can't Shabbat. Uvinyan av l'kulam, ma'ashamar al-kol tzarash lo tovo tzibur matrim alav miyad. So we have one Mishnah where it's clear that it says masrim alav miyad, but it means masrim umis anim. So binyan av l'kulam means that I have a single statement which teaches me that all statements of that form mean something. So what would be the analogy here of Hubinyan al Kulam? What is the initial statement? And what is the broad claim that's right, the field in which it's true al-kulam, right? So in Tanis, the narrow statement is al-kul tzarash lo tavol tzibur masriya lav miyad, that you're masriya in order to, when you're worried about some kind of disaster striking. And the kulam is every time it says masriyim, without saying v'ein nisanin. So now if we go back to Miri here, I think what Miri is saying is v'hush amru lo l'racheik v'lo l'karev el lasot shalom b'olam. That's the original statement. It says Eliyahu comes not to distance people genealogically to bring them close, but rather to bring peace in the world. So the Binyan Av is actually just like Eliyahu's purpose there is not l'racheik v'lo l'karev, even if that perhaps is one of his one of the means by which he accomplishes this. I don't know. But Eliyahu's end is lasot shalom b'olam. So too, all Torah actions have as their purpose the bringing about of shalom b'olam, which according to Meiri means hava v'kiruv halevavot. Okay, so now we have a current reading that Meiri thinks the ultimate purpose of everything, the ultimate cause, but again, cause in the final cause sense, right, where it attracts people towards something, because that's what they ought to become, is Ahava v'kiruv halevavot. So what does he mean by that? So you could misunderstand this to mean romantic love, and then I think we'd be totally far off. So Meiri tells you in a lot of places that what he means by Ahava is Shivui haratzon. In the Magen Avot Meiri, right, he says that Ahava amitit is Shekabel dvarecha, to accept your words and to equate your will with his. But you might think that means a submissive relationship. So you have to be clear that that's not going to be the case. We'll try and get there. So Miri to Ava Perik Dalet says, "Ratzolomer ki gedra hava equals shivui haratzon v'chiluk hadeot hueva amitit." So just like he said in Akdama to Magen Avot, that hava amitit is shivui haratzon. And right, so eva amiti, true hatred is right, is chiluk deot. Now he says kilomar, right? Shem nam. Right. So what does it mean that at the end of the conversation, this is where he always cites this, that even a father and son, mentor and mentee, when they start fighting in Torah, they become oivim, and in the end they became ohavim. So what does that mean? He says in Nissan Hirschquitz, I think on Facebook, first quoted this statement. I think it's Mary uses it everywhere else. Kilomar she'en nechavnim rak liyidiyat emet, meaning that they share the motivation of achieving truth. V'yode echad l'chaveiro haru'i l'hodot mitzad ha'kabalah v'ainyan. So each one is willing to concede to the other when that is appropriate in the context of a shared search for truth. So it's not submission. It's just that you don't put ego, you don't put being right, above the shared value of search for truth. Okay, now Meiri in the Chibur HaTshuva Aleph Bet tells you that it's one of the great midot is the willingness to accept reproof because that shows that you're a chacham. Shlomo HaMelech says rebuke a chacham and he will be ohev otcha. V'nichlal v'milat v'hiyavecha sheishma v'kabel tochacha ki milat ava munachat alayot ha'deot shavot. Okay, right? So right, that ava is when you share opinions and values and will, but that, but not because you submit to the other person, because that's really the truth, and you're willing, and your shared pursuit of the truth yields fruit. But now Meiri says, "Kimosha bi'aru ha'filosofim al gedra ahava, achdut ha'deot v'shivui haratzon." So everything I have said, Meiri says, about what ahava is, that's what the philosophers say. It's unity of opinion and equation of will. As one of them said, Ha'ohev echad hu ata. So that was very puzzling to me. What does Ha'ohev echad hu ata mean? I was baffled. Okay. The Meiri to Avot Perek Aleph explains what friendship is for. Right? It says, a person can't live without a friend that he reveals this, right, secrets to. V'sarich l'chaver neman ruach me'od yelo ke'atzmo. He needs a friend with greatly loyal, who should be to him like himself. K'ma'amar ho'ohev hu ata. As the statement says, the lover, he is you. Okay, that's closer, that's better than ohev echad hu ata. But in the Rambam, the Perek Shishanah is on the same Mishnah, at least in the translation we have, Akne lecha chaver, the Rambam also talks about the importance of having friends. At the end, he says, and how beautiful is what Aristotle said. Aristotle said, hechaver acher shu ata. The friend is another self. And so we can see what Meiri is coming from. When he says that the purpose of human relationship is ahava, the kiruv levavot, he's not talking about romantic love. He's talking about deep, deep friendship. Friendship grounded in shared values and the egoless pursuit of truth. But nonetheless, if I am correct, this is a radical, I think this is in the Nicomachean Ethics, chapter 9, but I'm not going to try to find it, you know, the exact source, whether Aristotle actually said exactly this or not. I think that the Rambam, following, I think, Aristotle, although I'm certainly not a bucky in any of these things, thinks that ultimately the goal of the human being is solitary, even though man is a gregarious animal, it's to comprehend truth. But if I'm right, Meiri is saying something very different. He thinks that the goal of humanity is to live in harmony with other human beings, harmony and deep, deep friendship. The way to achieve harmony and deep, deep friendship is shared values and shared opinions. But ultimately, the goal is a human society which has shalom. Eliyahu doesn't come, rachik l'karev, l'asot shalom b'olam, and shalom is not an instrumental value. Shalom is the value. So I think that this would be, I don't know, again, I'm not a bucky, I don't know of anyone who has previously stated this position in Meiri, or in any other medieval Jewish figure. So I think this is a thesis that, if I'm wrong, you should please tell me and all your evidence for it. And if it's correct, then I'd love to, and you have evidence for it, or friends of Meiri, or if I'm wrong, and actually everyone knows this, please be in touch with me. And until then, wishing everyone a Chag Kasher B'Sameach.